Hallelujah. Glory to God. You may welcome somebody to church. It's good to see you today. I'm happy you're here today. Welcome somebody to church. I'm happy to see you. If you came today, I love this church. I love what, Pastor? Come on, I love this church. Hallelujah. You may be seated. We have a new chant. What, Pastor? To the ends of the earth. So from one to another, when we greet, is what, Pastor? No. Not just declaration. Come on. Pastor, it's not a declaration. Just a declaration. What, Pastor? To the ends of the earth. Come on. Give it to somebody. What, Pastor? To the ends of the earth. Come on. That's our new chant. To the ends of the earth. I was just studying in prayer. We need to begin to declare this. Let everybody declare it with a high five, you know. Not as good. So when we say one person, we say to the ends of the earth and jam our hands. That's how we go. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You may be seated. I told myself, preparing for this meeting, that we're going to start off from James chapter number 1. And it was going to be interesting because you're going to think that I was going to continue my series on prayer from the same James chapter number 1. Let him that lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, and it shall be given to him. Then we go from verse, I think that's 5, then verse number 6. But let him ask in faith. We did those two verses talking about prayer and praying in faith. But it is from there that we see again and kickstart something else about liberality, a generosity, as we should have it in our hearts also. And that is, when a man asks of God, he gives to the man liberally, generously. We serve a generous God. Imagine the Bible says, in a man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And it describes God. You see, the Bible says, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally. So it describes God. That when God gives, he gives excess. So when we come to God and we ask, what happens? He's generous enough, not just to give us what we require, but more than we require. Yeah. Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. You see, that's a generous God. And so, from there, we see that, and I said to you, that we also ought to have that kind of generous heart. We ought to be generous. We ought to be liberal with our lives. And liberality, I told you the difference between liberality and giving. You see, it's a state of heart. A giver, we said a liberal person gives, but a giver might not be liberal. Glory to God. You see why I love this church. I'm going to print a shirt very soon. I love my church. And I'll wear it to church. Just my shirt, I'll just wear it. I love my church. So we have to open up our hearts and go beyond what we have, where we are, and be liberal. That is what God expects from us, to be like Him. So when we are talking about, stay with me, when we are talking about sons and daughters of God, we are talking about revelation, speaking in tongues, we are talking about power. We also talk about His kind of heart. What kind of heart does God have? A liberal heart. So we talk about all the power and all the falling down, but we don't talk about the fact that our God is also a liberal God. A liberal God, a generous God. He giveth to all men liberally. He doesn't upbraid. He said, when you come, you ask Him, He will give you. You know, I told you about 12 baskets full. Jesus Christ died and restored us even far above where we were before. And there's so much. And where sin abounds, grace abounds much more. That's liberal. That's generous. He's a generous God. And so, in all our getting from God, we should also receive that heart, this liberal heart. Hallelujah. Because we must not just be tuned towards receiving and getting bigger and having all we can and counting all we have and just keeping to ourselves and trying to be smart, trying to get stuff. That's not the believer. The believer, something that happens in our heart is that we lose this sense of materialism and holding on to things and having things and just keeping them for ourselves. We lose it when we get into Christ. We lose that heart. We just become liberal. That it happens in your heart. I just want to unlock it by this teaching. You're free when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. A liberal heart also came along with it. You became generous. You are generous. You are liberal. The teaching of God's word will unlock that grace in your life today. In the name of Jesus. So you have that heart. You give. You're not just holding on to things. We're not just trying to. We know. You know, the believer is not living for here and now. You have a sense of, this is not my home. This is not my place. So why am I holding on to this? Well, I hold on to it. Everything in this world, everything in this life is perishing, going down. You hold 10,000 naira. As at last year, you held it and kept it. As at this year, it's no longer 10,000. It's still 10,000 in your account. But guess what? Gone down. Come on. Can't hold anything. The believer doesn't hold on to stuff. And that's what we need to learn. That's the heart we need to have. And then we'll begin to be liberal. And I told you, you need to please take all these pieces and keep them together. I told you that I'm trying to do a recap so I can do some work today. Alright, so I'm done. I think I'm almost done now. Liberality, I told you last week that liberality is not just about money. Right? It's not just about money. So when you're hearing liberality, we're not talking about generosity. We're not talking about just money. We said you'll be generous with your smile. Generous with your help. And I gave a very good example of somebody saying, Jesus said it first of all. Jesus said, somebody says, carry my bag 1 mile. What does Jesus say to do? Carry 2 miles. Be generous. If a guy feels like slapping, if he slaps this side, you slap the other side. Be generous with your face. Oh, see, that one is hard. Generosity is hard. It's the same thing. You know what 1 mile is? 2 miles? So generosity is hard. And so he says, be generous. Generous. You have two sides to your face. Why give him one? Give him the two. That's giving him all. Give him everything. If he says he wants to add your back, bend your back. Add it. I've hit my boy in training him. And I hit him. Bye. And then I hit him 2-3 times and my hand is paining me. I've never said this to anybody before in my today with me. It pains me sometimes. I'm like, my hand is paining me. So he hits your butt this side. He hits this side. Then he hits this side. He says, your hand paining you yet? You see, free to hit. Hit this side. Give him the side to hit. Be liberal with your body. Be liberal. But so it's not just about money. So that's why I told you, talking about liberality, I'm going beyond just money. Don't just fix the money. But money is a part of it. It's inside of it. But so somebody says, please, brother, please help me. Help me carry this table, you know. And then you carry the table, you climb up the step, you do the table down, you just turn right back and go. You could, a liberal person, a liberal heart, a believer. I mean, that is, I tell you the truth, that liberality, that generous heart is the mark that they will see the difference. That's when they stop. Right? You now stop. Say, where do you want to actually put it? Because now he's not going to thank you very much. He now wants to continue. Say, why else? I'm already here. I've already helped you this far. Do you want to put it there? And you're wondering, I even appreciated the fact that you helped me. Come on, I hope I've not lost you here. Bring it this far. And then you want to thank you very much. Then it is a mark. A normal, average, normal, cool guy will not be liberal. He can give you his time from here to here, but he will not be liberal. That's a mark. Come on. So he carries the table. Then you get there, then you say, all right. Then you say, okay, he still seems wrong. Okay, where is he actually going to? Then you thank you so much. I didn't feel to ask you that much and all that. Then or you see a lady on the street. I don't know how this thing works for me. It's as if something's wrong with me sometimes. Something's wrong with me. There's a mark somewhere. So how do you know? I mean, you're going. People are passing this lady. She wants to carry something on her head. She doesn't dare ask them. It just reached my tongue, brother Abe. I'm like, what do you do with this? Why me? There's a heart, a liberal heart. And then you help her leave that drink. And you're careful. You say, don't worry, sir. You can't put this stuff there. And then there's something else she wants to carry. You lift it up and give it to her. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. God bless you. I've always told you, never forget. When you say, God bless you, amen. Take it. Take it. Don't say, take it. God bless you from their heart. You take it. Say amen. You take it. You see? So, you see, because you just say carry this stuff. So the way I say, she can carry down by herself. But you're going to expect somebody to come down again and lift that one. Why not just lift it up? A liberal person, a person with this heart, will see it. Oh God, I'm preaching. You see, the idea about giving, I mean, you know, even coming for this meeting, I was so excited and lifted in my spirit to teach you this, because this is something that we've already begun to see in our church here and there. Truthfully, when we were doing this project to move from that place upstairs to come here, we're not doing a project. Sorry, I used the wrong word. We were talking about moving from where we were before to come to this place. We've not announced giving. We've not said give, because we felt it was something we could do. We were prepared to do it for over 6 months, but we couldn't get the venue. We had some cash prepared. Where we were living, they said we should leave, so they refunded some part of our money. So we had some money. So we just talked about it, and we felt we're going to do a lot of work, though. If you could participate, you could participate and do all that. We don't even need to make a noise before somebody comes up and says, I want to be a part of that project. That's a liberal heart. Liberality is not about need. Remember, I told you that. It's not about need. And we've seen that thing happen time and time again in our church, where people are giving without any push. We've not even announced. We don't say we are doing stuff. I want to get somebody says, I want to be a part of it. I'm like, a liberal heart willing to give. Not to say, okay, we are not Nazi. When we now say this now, help me carry the bow. Help me carry the bow. Help me carry that one. You know, help carry. No, you are willing to give. It's not about the person. He said he needed me to help carry the bow. He didn't say he needs me to help do that. But do you see, a liberal person sees a need. A giver will be told about a need. But a liberal person is not told about a need. He sees the need. Hallelujah. Come on, are you still here? Stay with me. I'm showing you the difference, because you hear giver a lot. But you never hear about being liberal. A liberal person sees the need. You see, he's ready. So a liberal person will also be in his house, normal living. But you see a neighbor always in this stuff. A liberal person will say they did not, he needs, I should give it. But you see the need. You just go, I just take this stuff. Thank you so much. You go, liberal will give without cost, without being drawn to it. There's a willingness, there's a readiness in your heart to give. Do you see another difference now? I just showed you that. Liberality, generosity. You see the need. So the woman said, help me carry this stuff up. But you see the need, that one is still down. She will have to bend down and pick the other one. And you can take it. You will see it. As you go everywhere, every day, a liberal heart will see needs and meet them before the call is made. A giver would wait. If you say, give, you now say, okay. Then he will not say, I want that. At least if I give this portion, cut everybody. But give this portion. No. He's like, how can you do this? And then he gives out of his heart. From his heart. You see, liberality is about the heart. It's about the heart. So let's go to the last scripture we read before we left last week. 2 Corinthians chapter number 8. Let's start from there. I just gave you a recap of 20 minutes. I have some few minutes. And I added sugar to it. I didn't say that to you last week. You know how you also sing, I wrote this on my notes, it's good. You know how you also sing Jehovah overdue? That's liberality. That's Jehovah generosity. Overdue. He does more than we require. So when we are called upon, how should we act? We should act like our Father. That will imply that we do what? We overdo. Then you not really be like your Father. You want to be like your Father? Overdo. Are you still here? That is the mark. So say, this guy, he goes beyond it. Even in your workplace, overdo. Don't worry. Do your best. You can. Put in an extra. Don't worry. A light is shining on you already doing that. Don't worry. Do. Overdo it. Don't say, that's what they say you should do. That's why I stop. Everybody stops at that point. Even a good person stops there. But a God person will go over the board. I said a good person will stop there. You can write that. But a God person will go over. It's a good staff. But you are a God staff. I just did that one just now. You see, you go over everywhere. Have the liberal heart. Help, support. See somebody, you don't need to cry, you don't need to shout. Just give. It's not about what you have. So we looked at the woman with the two mites, the widow with two mites. You know, that woman's stuff is really something powerful. A widow gave her all. Now, we talk about widows and we're thinking about life has finished for her. No one wants to supply money. No one wants to give her. But this is a widow, not afraid, still giving. We said that was liberal. It was liberal, and that's what the Lord wanted to show from that story. So it's not about giving, it's not about the money. And so from there again, I told you, it's not about the money. It's about their hearts. That's liberal. It's not about the money. So they give more. They give us a good. He didn't say they are bad people. They are evil people. They are stuff. No, he only said this one was more. This lady is more. So the giver is good. But I said I want to take you above giving and become liberal. So I have 10,000 there. You know, when you understand liberality, I'm still doing it because I just feel I should try. I prefer generosity. It's easier. When you understand generosity, Antonia is laughing at me. What have I done now? Okay. As you continue liberality, I don't think I'm getting it right. I don't even know if I'm getting it right. Are you still here? What did I even want to say now? It's your fault. Generosity is what I wanted to say. I've said the generosity. Huh? A clue. Why you give me that kind of clue? When I have the notes here, well, let me miss my thought. All right, I'm enjoying myself too much. Can we? Okay, let's just go here first of all. Moreover, brethren, verse number 1, 2 Corinthians chapter number 8 and verse number 1. Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, how that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. You see it now. How that in a great trial, he said, this is a grace upon them. The church in Macedonia, come on, that grace is coming to our church too in the name of Jesus. Come on, see, that grace is coming to our church in the name of Jesus. But so you see, there's a grace. Says, I want you to understand, to know of the grace of God, which was bestowed on the church of Macedonia. How that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. It brought it out. We saw it. It came out. We saw that they were liberal. They didn't have much. It's not about having much. That's what I want to say. It's not about having much. It's not about for much. And because we always live in that mentality, in that place, where godliness and gain is together. Apostle Paul says, no, that is not the idea. Godliness with contentment is great gain. You must strive to expand and increase in your life. But you know, money is nothing. We must not hold on to money and fill our hearts with it. That is actually contrary to everything that Christ teaches. The church makes money. That's not the idea. We all will be at a certain level. You know, imagine the first century church. Bible said they were giving everything. They sold their land. Gave it out. But the contrary is we live in the contrary and we train in the contrary. We train people in the contrary. That's not really. You have to give. Just be a liberal with our stuff. Hallelujah. So, I have 10,000. Everybody can be liberal. All right. Everybody can be liberal. I'm still saying these things. Everybody can be liberal, right? I can't give. Can't give when you don't have, right? You say, you don't have, you can't give, so you have to try and have. And so you have, then you know you give, and all that stuff. That is good. But everybody can be liberal. Because the reason why you don't give is because you don't have. I don't have it. When you say you don't have, you know what you're talking about. I don't have plenty. Or maybe even just money. But you know, like I told you, you might not be able to give, stay with me, you might not be able to give money. What about if you give your time? What about if you give your skill? Come on. You're still liberal. If you don't have the money, what about you give your time? Okay, I'm not be able to. I want to pour my life out. That's the idea of generosity. I want to do something. I mean, God is so awesome. God has been great in my life. I just want to pour my life out. And so, I don't really have so much to. I can't give stuff now, but I want to do more. So imagine I give an offering of 10 naira. And I want to do more. This generous heart is pounding inside of me. All right, I'm going to clean this church every Saturday. I'll do that with my time. Come on. Are you still here? I'm going to clean church every Saturday. I'm going to clean church every Saturday. I'm generous with my time. I'm generous with my skill. there are stuff that will be done, and I don't have the cash to give, so why not just do the stuff? Come on. You see here? So, everybody can be liberal. Everybody can. Everybody can. Why? I can walk up to somebody and say, oh, you have anything? Okay, all right, take this and walk away. That's me. Somebody giving. Somebody else could do that, give. But somebody else say, I may not be able to give so much money and all that, but I can come around and stay with you and be a companion for you instead of you to be lonely. That's still liberal. Stay with me. I want to show you the heart. You must understand it. Understand it. So you can demonstrate it. You can live it. You can do it. You can be liberal. And the glory of God will be seen through your life. Through that generosity. Not so much. Just give. We try to help, support. Sometimes I'm in the market, and with my wife also, and somebody, and they're buying stuff, and says, how much is that stuff? So you look at the person, and then if it's an extra 15, I mean, an extra 15 would not be so bad. It says it's 300. Say 250. I say 300. This is good 300. And look at it. And they come and tell me, they say, it says 250. I say, look at this, what 250? I say, do you give him 300? You know that the 15, there's no way it does us, it ruin me. So don't come and let that person go, crossing the road from the other side to come sell to you, and then you say, go. And then all the issue we're having now is 15. Look at the person now, just go and sell, buy it. If it's 15,000, I won't buy anyway. But I mean, I just try to give as much and give more. I have to give more. I try to give more. As much as it within my power. I see a young lady selling something. She says not more than 12. Should he even be doing that at all? If I had my way, she won't even do it. I'll just stop it today. Just finish it today. Finish. Never. So, I will not need to now get to the end. I just give. Just take. How much is it? Look at that. Take. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Grateful. And you go. Generosity. So you see, and I really wanted to say this. I said this last week. Please stay with me. I'm doing these things. I'm doing them again. I'm touching here. I'm touching this side. I'm perfecting it. I want you to understand it. It's not just about church. Do you understand? Givers sometimes are not liberal outside. Not liberal. All the everybody around them, as far as they're concerned, this person is somewhere. But when they come here, they're not supposed to. You're not saying, no, don't have that kind of heart. I don't want to raise that kind of children. You should be liberal. It is that will even make people say, what kind of heart do you have? Where it must be coming from, a father, a God. I want to know your God. Take me to where you worship that God. Do you understand that? We will change this world with that kind of heart. Take my bag 1 mile. All right, sir. Can I go 2 miles? Let me just, I'll still follow you. Go. You know, you say, you want to say, what kind of woman is this one? Come on. And then say, do this 1 mile, you follow me. Carry it. Say, but I can, let me just still go to that side. I'll still go. Who are you? The next question is, who are you? The heart. Come on, everybody say the heart. The heart. Alright. So let's look at this. Let's just go on. Verse number 3. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves. This is not they were made to give, they were told to give, they were dragged. No. To their power, and I bear record, yea, I know them. This thing is beyond their power. They were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gifts and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. Praying us that we will receive the gift. Somebody is giving gift and begging you to receive, to take the gift. And you are saying, I know you don't have so much, but it says, take it. I want to be a part of it. I can't live like this, just keeping it as myself. No, I'm not broke. I'm not down. I'm not defeated. I know I'm a child of God. Glory to God. We can sing, I'm a child of God. I love the Lord. The Lord loves me. And then we feel as though we are broken out and defeated. I'm not defeated. Don't look at me like that. I want to give you. You have to take this gift. In treating them, you take it. See, purposes. You know. You guys should just, you know, keep saying, no, please. We can't allow the church everywhere to be, you know, to be in this need, and we have this substance. Would you please take this gift?
All right. We'll take it. Out of liberality, generosity, you see it there. And this they did, verse number 5. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave themselves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. In so much that we desire Titus, that as he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. Therefore, as ye abound in everything, this is the problem. You see it now. As ye abound in everything, you can pray in tongues. If you abound in faith, you can move mountains. Come on. And utterances, tongues and interpretation and knowledge. All the revelation is in your head. And in all diligence, you can work hard. And in your love to us, yeah, you like pastor, you like church. See that you are bound in this grace also. So, as you grow, it's part of what you need. You need to be liberal. You have to have that grace, this grace also in your life. Glory to God. This grace also to be liberal. Open up your heart. And I told you last week about Zacchaeus. So can we read Zacchaeus in Luke chapter number 19? I just said it, but let's read it and look at it. Luke chapter number 19. Giving church. So when you understand liberality, generosity, tithe becomes a joke. Gimmick in church. I thank God for what pastor already. That's why I tell you I love this church. I love what pastor. I mean, we've never used gimmick to raise money. I mean, people are giving before we even talk about the project. Say we have a project. People are like, I want to give. We are doing that. I will not say we now want to do a project. We just give. I mean, somebody gave something. I mean, you could look at it and say so small. But I was glory to God, as if dazed. Glory to God. I gave God thanks that day. You won't believe how much thanks I gave. It's not the money, it's the heart I was thanking for. The money was virtually insignificant to us in what we wanted to do. But the heart amazed me. Is this a heart? I thought it was just one or two saints in the whole world that understood this. I was so excited. It's not about the money. It's about the heart. You know, I told you. Remember I told you. I did this last week. I don't want to do it this week. God loves a cheerful giver. You see the issue now. There's a change here. And that cheerfulness. Where is the cheerfulness? The heart. You can give. But when you say cheerful, she's a very cheerful lad. She's a cheerful guy. What are we talking about? Heart. So the giving is giving, but the generosity, the willingness, the readiness there is not there. Out of compulsion, out of this, no, it's not there. It's good. It's not a bad thing. Nobody has said that's a bad thing. Have I said that's a bad thing? Not a bad thing. It's not an evil thing. You're not living the life that God has put inside of your heart. That is the truth. The life God has put inside there is a cheerful heart. Say, I don't have so much, but can we share this bread? Let's see this bread. We know God is our source and we love the Lord and God loves us. Let's just share it together. And you're not thinking worried, anxious, and down and depressed. Why? I just have 50,000 in my account. So we're like, can I even stop my notes and do this? What do we mean by prosper? What do we mean by when I have? Because, you know, it's so relative. I was in our church in Lagos when I first taught this. Because I was laying preparing for the meeting and praying, and then I just came from my spirit. What do we mean by prosper? What do we mean by have? I give then because I have, then I not give. So because I have to. What do we mean by have? I have 50,000 there. Do I have money in your view? Okay. You see the problem. If you say I don't have money in your view, it means that you're already beyond 50,000 there. But to somebody else, if he has 50,000 naira, he has had. That is, I have. So, you see, no, let me do it. I don't forget, if you get this one, you get a key, another key to life. You go into this thing I'm saying, and maybe like another direction from it. Because I find that, I was telling them that, you see me, I'm pushing forward for my destiny to be greater than, greater. If I can reach you, you see the problem. You see the problem. In your mind, this is the mark. But this is not the mark. Because I don't have. I'm still pushing forward for my destiny. I still want to be great and bigger than I am. But you say, if I get here, guess what I told them? I said, somebody else He's saying, if I can reach you where you are. So when we talk about prosperity, what are we talking about? We want to talk about having to give. So, okay, let's do it. Somebody that has 20,000 naira cannot give because it's 20,000 naira. It's not enough to give, right? Okay, I'm not doing it right. Okay, stop. I should give, Abby. Let's take me. Don't worry. Focus me. I should give. Why? Because I have. Pastor, you have. You have. You give. You shouldn't give. Why? You don't have. You don't have. You don't have. Somebody else is looking at you. Guess what? The person is angry with you too. Aha. You get it now. That's what I told them exactly. You too, you're angry, Abby? Somebody is angry with you too. He's saying. So, you think you don't say, look at Pastor, you know, you drive a car. If you drive a car, so that means you have, so far as you give, your vessel, Abby. Somebody is angry with you. You have a job, Abby. You ain't sorry. I heard you are the highest person in your job. Listen. Yes. It's the last bus stop where he works. Now, there are people working under you. Technically, you are more than them. So what happens? Day to day, they're like, Daniel Shua to give. If we use that thing, we will never be liberal. We will never give. Did you get the picture? Use that thing. So there are people everywhere. Upward. So that boy, so if you have somebody, let's imagine you have a staff of yours here now. If you say, I can't give, there's no point. You see? And if you're like, Johnny has more money now. Then you too will say, I can't give. Why? Why can't you give? I don't have money. The pastor will say, I can't give. I'm using the 1993 car now. This is my 1998 car. It means that even me too, I'm qualified not to give. Who will not be qualified to give? Mark Zuckerberg. So there's somebody above him. He's not the highest person. So you say, I'm not qualified. But when the heart of God comes into your life, you become a candidate to pour out your life. Oh, glory to God. That's good. I think you get that now. You get that now. Nobody's qualified. Nobody's qualified. So don't look and say, that one should give. I shouldn't. Somebody else is looking at you and saying, you should. I don't have. Because as I said, somebody in Lagos now living under the bridge. We are using the apartment of one of our members in Lagos. We don't have a venue here. We're working towards getting a venue. So I said, this house. Now there are chairs in the house. Now I'm told there are chairs in the house today. As at now, they bought some chairs last week. As at when we are using the place, we had to rent chairs to use. There's nothing in the parlor. Nothing. We just rent chairs to use. Now there are chairs. We don't need to rent chairs anymore. Now look at you in Lagos. You have a house. You have now made chairs. There are people somewhere who don't have jack. So they too will be looking at you. Why you are saying, Pastor, you know, just what we do. They are saying the same thing too. There's nobody qualified to give. Nobody qualified to give. Once the heart of God comes into your life, come on. I said the heart of God. God makes us give, not because we have. You see people that have plenty, at least in your view. It will be so hard for them to give anything. What makes us even pour our lives out is the heart of God inside of us. That new creation life that we have. It's not just for speaking in tongues and seeing vision and utterance and all that. It's also, well, it also creates in us generosity. Hallelujah. I knew I wouldn't fly so much today, but I wanted to nail this thing down so that wherever you are, however you have, where you are, just take out of that the widow with two mites, give it. And God says she's giving bigger than everybody. Not the money, but the heart to give. That cheerful giver. Alright. I told you to go somewhere now. Where to? Luke chapter number 19. Alright. I hope you really got that stuff. Really, if you get it, you see that stuff. Because this is, you should give, that should give, this should give. But come on. Somebody else too is looking at you too. Generosity doesn't have to do with what I have or what you have. It doesn't have to do with anything like that. Luke 19, verse number 2. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans. And he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide in thy house. And he made haste, came down, and received him joyfully. And when he saw it, they all murmured, saying that he has gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. But look at what happened to a man who received Jesus. Verse number 8. And behold, and Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, I want to just do something good for you. Sorry, this is interesting. I'm enjoying myself. I hope you're enjoying yourself. There's a distance between verse 7 and verse 8. There's a distance between verse 7 and verse 8. As at verse 8, Jesus was in Zacchaeus' house. As at verse 7, and when they saw it, all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. He had now gone to the house. In verse 8, if you have a functional Bible like mine, the verse 8 will be, black. Dark. It will be dark as a new chapter, a new thing starts from there. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, not when he came down, they were in the place eating. He had received Jesus. This guy is saved now. Guess what? Come. Class. All right. Then he started. Jesus stood and said, this is the hearing of everybody, unto the Lord, behold, Lord, Lord now. You see, it's Lord now. Now it's Lord. Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. Hallelujah. So, behold, Lord, he gives, and Jesus says, salvation has come. That heart. Are you hearing me? I told you I'm not that guy that will fly out there, people will be jumping. But if you hear me, you see the Bible clear and true, and you see your life becomes Bible. Jesus saw the heart, and that was a marker. Say, salvation has come to this house. You know, how do you say salvation has come to this house? Let's take Zacchaeus. He had $80 million. He says, behold, first thing I do, I give half of my goods to the poor. That brings him to how many? 40 million. And if he got to 80 million by accusing people falsely, he now says now, I will give back fourfold. I will restore to him fourfold what I have taken. If he restores fourfold from that 40 million remaining, it's going to be a lot. He might get down to very little. A heart that receives Jesus is no longer bothered about those things. Jesus occupies the larger space. I said Jesus occupies the larger space. Things no longer mean as much as you think. The space, Jesus and money can't occupy the same space. You cannot serve both God and mammon. It's God and money. So if Jesus occupies more space, money occupies less space. If money occupies more space, come on, are you there? So he gives out. So I said from there, imagine somebody received Jesus Christ on Sunday, and on Monday, in liberality, he's not as rich as that, and he doesn't go back crying. He's happy. It's okay. It's okay. There's no problem. He's excited. Now I'm leaving. Because those things, he didn't have those things before. Those things held his heart. When Jesus Christ came, guess what he did? He broke the heart. He broke those things. He broke the chains of materialism that held his heart. His heart didn't function properly. He wasn't free. He was a slave. So, when Jesus broke all those things, bam, those things are no longer holding his heart anymore. He became free. And he's happy. Now I'm free. I'm truly free. Thank you, Jesus. He gives away half of it. But we receive Jesus, like I told you, the reverse happens, and then we are thinking of, he can now give to Ross. He can now give to... He didn't say, Jesus, you give me Jesus. He didn't separate salvation from this thing, like we would do. You don't like people talking about your pocket at all. They all talk money, pocket. Preach salvation. That's not a part of it. But the gospel gets down there, gets to your pocket also. Yes, to you. You see Jesus Christ, you become liberal. You will feel it. You would know. Your money will go down. I said to go down. Zacchaeus went down. See Jesus and went down. So for now, Jesus went down. Had less. Are we ready? We go to the opposite person, the rich young ruler. I don't think I've ever gotten that thing straight. Where is he now? Mark chapter number 10. So you see Zacchaeus receive Jesus and gives away. Thank you, Lord. Whoops. I got something I never had. Something more precious than gold. We can sing the song. But more than gold. Rabbi? Huh? Something. Thank you. More than gold. Jesus. I have something more than. Ha! That's what I'm looking for. But we say. I need to have Jesus, and lay the hold of the gold. You have to lay hold of the two. Hey, at least that guy would have said, I have 80 million. Now I have Jesus. Ah, well. He gave half to the poor. Half. What would the poor do with it? You don't want me to have 80 million. What would the poor do with it? He gave half. Half straight. You have $80 million. Just give half away. Poor. Once. Then he says, you know, he was a tax collector. So the chief sinners, they call them the tax collectors. They're the chief. They're bad. This is from today. You come to your shop. How much is your value? It's 10,000 naira you're supposed to pay. He says, no. He looks at you because you hire them when they pass. So you are paying 40,000. If you don't pay 40,000, they close your store. He takes the remaining, gives the government the 10. Because that's how he acquired. That's why I say if I have gotten wealth from somebody for false accusation, I'll return fourfold. So you gotta go back to the guy. That 30,000 I collected extra on top of it, Jesus is in my heart now. I'm born again now. He said, no, it's not about that. He's seen his eyes. He's different. Before he would come like a guy with three guys, say, you are paying your 40,000 naira today. When he comes, just come, say, good afternoon. Say, okay. So I have not been able to raise the tax. No. You know, that time when I valued you 40,000, it's actually 10,000 naira. It's 30,000 naira on top, you gave extra. Now, I want to give you that 30,000 naira, but I'm going to give you fourfold. Now, I'm giving you 120 silver. Yeah, 120 silver. Then, guess what? Next thing we say, please, the next thing, you should get this. If you don't get this, I'll just leave this place. What would the person be thinking? What happened to your heart? Then, guess what he will say? What was that girl say? Come on, help me. Jesus. Then what? Okay, go. Let's continue this film. What would the person now do after that? I want to thank Jesus. Only to thank him. If you can change that guy, please. Me too. I want my heart to change. Glory of God comes about by that singular act. Can we live a good life? I'm excited. I'm doing a good job today. Don't worry, grace is coming upon you. Grace, you are saying, Pastor, you know, it's just 8,000. I don't know. So if I now have to, I mean, you are struggling with 10% tithe. Somebody gave half. You see that liberty has not settled. Somebody gave half. Struggling with 10%. You now see when liberty sets in, 10% over. You know, guy, but we just take, give. You put this, give, and then you tell yourself, you see, where I am now is more than where I was before. I must increase. Your offerings are going up year by year, just going up. Last year, no, I'm bigger this year. I can't keep doing. I mean, I've never given the same offering year in year. I'll just be giving the same offering following year by year. Never. I keep increasing every year, every time in my life. So I know I keep increasing my offerings. It's a sign. I'm increasing my offerings. I keep going bigger. I'm pushing myself to go bigger and to give bigger and to love him more. Hallelujah. Alright, so we find this guy in Mark chapter number 10. If I do these two jobs, I think I've done well today. Mark chapter number 10. In verse number 21. Oh, sorry. I was in John chapter number 10. verse number 21 of Mark chapter number 10. And Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him. Can we read the story before, maybe to help us? Verse number 19. Verse number 18. And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is but one, that is God. Verse 19. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and thy mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. In Jesus, he said, all these have I observed from my youth. So verse number 21 is what I wanted to speak from. Jesus, beholding him, what? Loved him and said unto him, one thing that thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatever thou hast, and give it to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up thy cross and follow me. And he was sad at that saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. We said that that statement is correct. He had great possessions. But you will now know that the great possessions actually had him. He couldn't let them go. Zacchaeus gave half. Zacchaeus met Jesus, valued Jesus, and gave away. This guy met Jesus saying that he valued Jesus, but he doesn't want to part with stuff. So how many of us are in church, value Jesus so much, but our stuff is more valuable than Jesus? We can't do that. We can't give, no. 10%. Why? The offering should be 10 naira or 5 naira or the least denomination I can find. What's that? I'm giving to God. What do you mean? So that's what you see. Because I'm going through a lot of difficulties and stuff. And you see, when you look at this stuff, you look at it and you are thinking that it's just up there. But even if somebody who doesn't have much also can, the little he has can also hold him too. Little he has can also hold him too. And people can give. Imagine, he met Jesus and walked away. He observed everything. No adultery, honor thy father, honor thy mother. But this key of generosity. I don't know if you, I just trust God for you. I pray for you as I teach and prepare to teach, that you get this key, generosity the key. He lost everything. He had all that stuff, but was not generous. Jesus wanted to sell them. He would have just walked away and said, all right, we'll sell. Just, all right, come. Do this, and get it in front of him. Jesus wanted to just look at him. And the part of that scripture that touched me so much, really, not even what I'm saying to you, is where the Bible says, and Jesus looking at him, loved him. You see that? He thought that thing. I read it till today. I read it and I'm like, you know what it means for Jesus to love you? Jesus loved him. He told him to do all that and just, you know. He said, you lack something. Heart. You do all those things, but no heart. You even give before. We know you give before, but not cheerfully. No heart. The issues with your heart. So how many believers are believers? Yes, not unbeliever. I'm not saying you're an unbeliever. You're here, you're not saved. We'll call you to be saved. We'll pray with you to be saved. But I mean a believer, yet but lacks the heart. The heart. The grace in that heart that is already there. It's already there, but you're not unleashing it. You're not using it. You're not giving out to people around you, pouring out your life. You're not liberal. Generosity is the mark of God. I said it's the mark of God. You will see a believer, you will see it in his generosity. Before you will see him speaking in tongues, you will see it in his generosity. Before you will see him and how much he has and what he has, you will see it in his generosity. He'll be willing to give you of that which he has. When the Spirit of God and the power of God comes upon a man, he becomes liberal. This world is no longer held by this world. The bonds of this world is broken. He will give as much. He will pour out as much. His life, his time, his money, his smile, his assistance, he will do that. He will pour out as much. This man did not have the heart. He went away. He had much things, or much things had him. So how many of us in church today are also held back by the things that we have? How many of us are controlled by money instead of controlling money? How many of us are controlled by money instead of controlling money? I'll give away. I'll give this away. And you know, I didn't touch that verse today because I want to do that when I come next week. The liberal soul shall be made fat. The liberal soul shall be made fat. We'll talk about that and how generosity brings you to that place of prosperity. To that place of true prosperity. True prosperity. The prosperity that doesn't hold you back. Because you find that some believers, they begin to prosper, and funnily, having much now begins to lead to greater hindrance. Come on. I mean, this is something else very powerful. We pray, you teach you giving, teach you other people, you give, you pray, God increase me. God. As you not find out that you were having 10, 25,000 last time, you're now having 50, 70, 80,000. But the giving now reduces. Because your trust shifts, your heart shifts from God to the money. Yeah, it happens a lot. I've seen it. I've seen people, not distance, and not. I mean, we pray for people to grow, increase, prosper. We've joined them, we've advised them, we've counseled them, we don't know. And then they grew. But because the heart wasn't there, as they began to grow and began to see money, they became more difficult. Just God became more difficult. They left God and began to hold on to money. That's why I don't want to talk to you about just giving and giving money and doing all that stuff. And that's why I literally stopped. If you've been here a year, you find I've never talked about it. There are principles, there are stuff, but if you don't understand liberality and generosity, you get that stuff, it will put you in trouble. I'm telling you, I said it will put you in trouble. I told you. Before you long, you are finding that it's now more difficult to give away more now. I've seen people have so much little and give away. Their time, they give away their time anyhow. Money, they don't care. They just go, I'm like, boy. Even me, I'm like, oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm saying, God, I'm going back. I'm saying, I'm crying out. I'm saying, Lord, this guy, this person, Lord, I'm meet this need. Push the... Then you don't see this guy. You don't see this. Then I pass. You don't understand this stuff. I know you. You can't do this. The heart is wrong. It now becomes trouble. Even God, you can. The pursuit of Jesus that this young man had, he came to ask Jesus, what must I do to get this? I want to get into this stuff. But when Jesus told him, Jesus looked at him and really loved him. That tells me, when I read that verse, it just tells me that there was not a lot of people in that place. Jesus could, when I mean in that place where Jesus would tell you to your face, this is what you require. He said, no, go. But Jesus stopped at this one. He said he loved him. I said, see, this is the problem. I said, that's a simple test to go through. Yeah. Jesus said, God said to Abraham, he said, give your only son. See, want him to give his son? To do what? I can give you 5 children. Come on. What would he do with his son? Well, you know what he was going for? The heart. Before he could sacrifice his son, he said, no. He said, Now I know Abraham. It would not be difficult for him to do what I say for him to do. It was the heart. That guy would just say, have it, give it, as he just done, Jesus said, come. But the heart is right. Jesus wanted to show him the heart is wrong. It was just a show of the heart is wrong. Not necessarily to take everything. What would he do with it? What would he say to give to the poor? Well, not necessarily everything. When many a times you and I are tested to give our all on the altar, when he says to give your all on the altar, I first read this from a dear man of God, watch my knee. He said, whenever God asks you to give your all on the altar, he doesn't need your all. He doesn't even want you to do it. He just wants to know if you will do it. Before you end up doing this, stop. He said, don't worry. I just want to see your heart. I want you to see your own heart. Now, the man would know for sure he's not in pursuit of what he thought he was in pursuit of. He walked away. God wants our heart. He says, my son, give me your heart. I'm excited about this series because I want you to bring you to a place in your Christian walk where it's not just about what I have, where it's not about what I lack, where it's not about my condition, me, I'm broken out, where you can say I'm a child of God. I'm not broken out. I have just this little and I can give it out. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for your life. I thank you for what you do. And you go out every day in faith and trust God. And then God supplies your need and begins to expand you. And begins to expand you. That liberal heart is still there because you have the heart to start off in the first place. And then you still give away and you're like, nah, it doesn't mean so much. And you're giving it away and you're growing. And your love for God increases. He has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. That giving out and pouring and being a blessing to people around you. And that form of growth, prosperity, is the best you can have. Because I've told you, I've seen people prosper without that generous heart, and they become anti-Christ. They don't love God anymore. They don't have time for Him anymore. And really, they've not even gotten to the peak of where God wants them to get to. Somebody just grows, begins to pray, God begins to bless him, just now having 100, just got a good job, 100,000 naira, bam. And sometimes I tell them, I say, God was taking that guy farther than that. Taking that guy farther than that. Joseph would have stayed in Potiphar's house and said, I'm control of everything here. And this is that, you know, God has something greater than Potiphar's house for Joseph. How many of you, see that God has something greater for you than where you are right now? You say, you're great, but yes, you won't let that thing go because you feel that this is the greatest place. Brothers and sisters, this is not the greatest place. You are not yet in your greatest life. God has something greater for you. If you learn this grace, receive this grace, and give it out, you will be surprised. From Potiphar's house, Bible says he was the head of everything. He said everything that Potiphar had was in the hands of Joseph. But from Potiphar's house, became prime minister of the whole country. God has something greater for him. God has something greater for you. If you let go of that 2,000, that 5,000, say, no, business is all the 2,000 I have. He has something greater than 2,000 for you. He has something greater than 10,000. He has something greater than, Pastor, it's just 500 naira. He has something greater than that 500 naira. But if you hold that 500 naira, you can't hold all God has for you. You must generate a liberal heart in giving and in every aspect of your life. I've stayed too long. I have to go. I trust you're blessed today. Receive the grace of God in the name of Jesus. Can we bow our heads and say, Father, I want us to pray today. Father, I have a liberal heart. I have the heart of the life of God inside of me. So I know. Come on, this is what we want to pray. So I know I have a liberal heart. Lord, from today, this heart is activated. Come on. Activated. I live in generosity. I'm not one holding on to things. I'm not one struggling to give. Lord, I'm just like you in my givings. Would you pray? Will somebody pray today?